Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're continuing a week focused on a time to plant. And while at least where I live, that may seem like a strange focus for the middle of winter with the ground frozen and snow covered, but it is a time to plant spiritually and to prepare for the harvest that God wants to bring in our life, that He wants to bring through our life. And today we're going to talk specifically about a time to plant righteousness. And looking at a text out of Hosea. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 says, "Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until He comes and showers righteousness on you." So much in that verse. But it begins with a time to plant righteousness, a time to sow seeds of righteousness in our own life, to sow seeds of righteousness everywhere that we go, in all that we do, to reap. I love the harvest of righteousness, to reap unfailing love. See, we sow those seeds of righteousness, and I believe at the heart of consistently sowing seeds of righteousness is a desire to seek God, to seek His face, to know Him more fully. Because when we continually seek after God, we discover His righteousness. We become clothed with the righteousness of Christ. We realize that, as Paul would put it, all of our good deeds, all of our righteous acts are but filthy rags compared to the righteousness that Christ will clothe us with. And it's an understanding of that that helps us to pursue an even greater righteousness, a righteousness that is not of ourself, but a righteousness that is of God. And God has made it clear that seeking Him is a very productive task. And when we set our heart and mind fully to it, He says that from wherever we are, if we seek Him, we will find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. And He says to seek the Lord, that His righteousness may be found, that His righteousness may be showered upon us. There's one thing about showers. It's pretty tough to get a little bit wet. And if you've ever had to care for somebody and help them, you discover that, well, helping someone shower is kind of a showering process on yourself as well. And to think about showering righteousness upon us. It's fun watching people, and I'm one of those that will line up under an overhang when rain begins, and this happens at work at times. I'll be out mowing and trying to get done before the rain moves in, and I just don't quite make it. And I drive the mower into the garage, and then I need to get from the garage to the building, and I stand there under the overhang trying to calculate the intensity of the rain, and if I can just get that distance from the garage to the building without getting wet, or at least minimally wet, and And yet, as long as it's raining, it gets wet. And those showers cover me. No matter how fast I try to run, no matter how much I try to gauge my path, and it's the nature of the shower. And when we plant seeds of righteousness, God's harvest that He provides, that we're able to reap, is this shower of righteousness that comes not through our unfailing love, because our love fails at times, but through God's unfailing love. That's why in Corinthians, when we get this great description of love in chapter 13, and it says, love never fails. And I suspect many of you hear that and you think, well, sure it does. It's failed me. But perhaps that's because we're thinking of our version of love rather than God's love. You see, God's love never fails, and if God's love is what resides in us, then perhaps we fail at times, but His love doesn't. And that's what we find in this harvest of unfailing love, is a pursuit of righteousness. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider what kind of seeds you're planting. Are you sowing righteousness in your own life? You see, that's where it begins. It's often easy to think of things that we want to see in someone else's life and think, oh, how do I plant seeds of righteousness in them? Well, actually, it begins by sowing those seeds in your life, by sowing those seeds in my life. And when that harvest of unfailing love is produced, then the seeds of righteousness overflow. It's pretty tough to convince someone they need something that you don't have. And if you're not living with the righteousness of Christ, and I'm not talking about a life of perfection, I'm talking about a righteousness that surpasses perfection. A righteousness that includes grace and mercy and forgiveness, that covers all of the things of our life and cleanses them. The Bible says the blood of Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And we live with that, then we pray about our righteousness. We begin to have within us a testimony, a message that people not only need to hear, but they begin to want to hear. And we share these seeds of righteousness. We sow these seeds of righteousness when our life looks more and more like Christ every day. There was a time in the ministry of Jesus where people decided His teaching was too difficult, and they quit pursuing Him as ardently as they had at one time. But you'll notice as you read the Gospels that there was something about Jesus that attracted people. and not just the, quote, cleaned up people, but people from all walks of life. And I believe it was his righteousness, his ability, his willingness to pursue his Father. And to communicate with sincerity, with love, with fairness, with truth. And even when people chose to reject that, it still intrigued them. And today, as we pray, I would encourage you to consider how your life looks to others. Is it the truth of God's word that makes people uncomfortable? Or is it you? Do they see a consistency in the righteousness you share and the righteousness you live? You see, we have the opportunity to live with this unfailing love and to experience the showers of righteousness that come from God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible. It showers upon us a righteousness that we could never attain on our own. And we sow those seeds of righteousness when we pursue you, when we seek your face, when we discover more clearly how you would have us to live. But when we not only gaze into your perfect law, which gives freedom, but we live by it. We consume it. It becomes a part of who we are. Father, as we sow these seeds of righteousness, may we reap that harvest of unfailing love. May we find that unfailing love in you, and may our finding of that, our harvesting of that, help us to live more like Jesus. May the righteousness we have in Christ be lived out in a way that attracts people to Him. May we help people to understand and to realize that they are not beyond reach. That the showers of unfailing love, the showers of righteousness are enough to cover them as well. Father, today as we go about life, as we interact with people in whatever means that we do, whether it's at work or at school or online, in person at the stores, even whether it's people we know and interact with on a regular basis or just strangers that we pass maybe once in our lifetime. May we plant seeds of righteousness by the things we say, by the things we don't say, by the things we do or don't do, by the way we live life, by the way we make Jesus the center of all that we do, by the way we live and accept grace and mercy, by the way we give grace and mercy. God, today help us to live in such a way that these seeds of righteousness bear much fruit. May we help others as they seek the Lord, as we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Just a quick advertisement at the end. If you're in the South Bend, Indiana area, I will be at the South Bend Farmers Market today, and Thursday and Saturday this week, February 8th, 10th, and 12th, with photo set up, Created for Glory photography, photography work that my wife and I do to support Impact Prayer Ministry. And so if you are in the area and want to stop by and check out the photo prints that we have for sale, you're definitely welcome to do that. But anyhow, thank you for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.